Valley Pub and Restaurant, R&R Construction, and by Newport Propane. Now, here's Bob Angel.
And welcome, everybody. We are back at the Murray Center at Rhode Island College, and we are getting set to bring you the final game in this Elite Eight matchup. And we have Middletown and Barrington going at it to see who gets the last spot in the Final Four next weekend at URI. We've had three games played so far today. The three winners: number one seed LaSalle, number 14 seeded, I'm sorry, that was, we found that was a mistake. Number 11 seeded East Providence has advanced, and number two Hendricken has advanced. One slot left, the winner here gets it. Scott Barrett's with us again.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. I mean, you know, it's the usual suspects. LaSalle and Hendricken have already punched their ticket. That East Providence Smithfield game was kind of the outlier. Both of them had first round upsets. Smithfield was a 14 seed. East Providence was an 11 seed. So you're going to have a double digit seed in the Final Four coming out of that game. It was East Providence 71-66 in what was a pretty good back and forth game there. LaSalle had no such trouble with St. Ray's. They cruised 75-46 in the first game of the day. And the game we just watched, Bishop Hendricken was able to methodically pull away from Cumberland 57-38. And now there was just one game remaining at Rhode Island College this weekend, and that's number four Barrington against number five Middletown.
And they have met once before.
Yeah, I mean, these teams are no strangers to each other. That great East Bay Holiday Tournament, it takes place over the Christmas break. It allows you to kind of play games outside of your league slate and see what else is out there. These teams met on December 27th, and Middletown, the Division II team, Middletown, pulled out a 60-59 win over Barrington. That day in that holiday tournament, it was early. It was early. The teams really hadn't settled into their league slates yet. So, it'll be interesting to see how these teams have changed since late December. In that game, Middletown actually rallied from a 9-point deficit in the fourth quarter to win by a point. Pat Cranson, the sophomore, had 24 points to lead Middletown in that game, and Ben Connerton had all 15 of his in the second half. Let's see if they can duplicate those efforts today here at Rhode Island College.
Did they have Timmy Robinson for that game?
You know what? I don't know. I just kind of read the quick recap that was in the Daily News afterward. I don't think Timmy has missed too much action this year. I know, he had a knee injury from a couple years ago, but I think he's been relatively healthy all season. So, but Pat and Ben, those are two leading scorers for this team as well. So, I mean, Middletown has options, coming off the isn't Timmy Robinson to score the basketball, and we found that out against Charahoe on Thursday night.
Well, the Barrington Eagles, who are rated number four, come in with a 17-8 overall record, led by head coach Mike Rapa. They've got some players, not the least of which would be 6'5" junior Nick Scandura. He averages 17-18 points a game. He can shoot threes, and he can make his free throws. You've got Sean Bono, who's another good long-range shooter. Got to be aware of him. He can hit the threes. And he is averaging about 14 points a game. Matt Rapa, son of the head coach, is a pretty darn good player, too. He averages about 20-plus points a game, can shoot the three, is a 1,000-point career scorer. Between him and Bono, they combine to average 51 points a game. Dangerous duo. The man at the point guard position is Owen Pfeffer. And those are the five key players that we expect to see a lot of from the Barrington Eagles.
Well, when you look at Barrington, I mean, they are a very good Division I team. Yeah, I think they went 14-5 against Division I competition. Two of those losses came to LaSalle, including in the Division I semifinal. They reached the Division I semifinal before losing to eventual state Division I champion LaSalle. So, look, this is a very seasoned team that played a very good Division I schedule.
And for the Islanders, this is the usual cast and crew, as you've got head coach Kevin Lendrum in his 13th year, assisted by Raleigh Brennan in the 13th year. During the regular season, Middletown put together a 14-game win streak. They have won six of their last eight. In the playoffs, in the quarterfinals, they beat Rogers 59-44. In the semifinals, they won over Lincoln 62-61. And in the Division II final, they lost to Johnston 59-52. So far in the Open, they played in the Sweet 16. And in that game, they defeated Charahoe 68-53.
Well, and both of these teams had trouble in their first round game. We were there for the Middletown game against Charahoe, where they trailed by 8 points at the half before rallying in the third and fourth quarters to win. And Barrington trailed North Smithfield by 10 points going into the fourth quarter before they pulled out a victory at home. So both of these teams are coming off tough first-round games, you know, before they got to Rhode Island College.
I was just looking at Mike Raffer, the head coach at Barrington. I haven't seen him in a couple of decades. He's aged since the last time I've
haven't
seen
we all?
Him. My goodness. But it's a good Barrington team. It's a very good Islander team. And this is an interesting matchup. It could be hopefully interesting to see how it turns out. I expect it'll be a little bit closer than the previous games here this afternoon.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't think Middletown comes in as a, you know, there were only two Division II teams who played here today. St. Ray's is one, Middletown is the other. But I don't think you're going to see Middletown be intimidated by Barrington the way maybe St. Ray's was by LaSalle. Like I said, Middletown has beaten this team this season, so they know what they're up against. So it's just a matter of executing the same way that they did Thursday night in the second half.
We will be naming our choice for the Middletown player of the game. That young man gets a gift certificate from the Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant in downtown Newport. Our officiating crew is a trio. The veteran Paul Clappin will be out there. Young man named Trevor Lee will be working with the crew, and another veteran, Andrew Madison. That's the trio of officials for this game. The crowds, not bad.
Yeah. I mean, it was not quite as filled as last week for the division championship against Johnston, but there's a lot of blue that I'm looking at across the way. A lot of M, big white M's on blue shirts.
And, of course, the Barrington fans are right behind us. Similar size crowd, I would say. So we are just about ready to get to the starting lineups, and we are getting closer to the start of the final game of these four games today at Rhode Island College.
Yeah, it's been quite a run. It's been, you know, between yesterday's girls games, the four girls games yesterday, Rogers girls is moving on. They've already punched their ticket to URI. Let's see if Middletown can join them for Aquidneck Island representation.
All right, and we, as usual, are seated at the press table, which is across the court from the scorer's table. Gives us a little different kind of a vantage point here. But it's a very packed press table, I might add.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of people, hard at work, a lot of computers down here. I'm looking at Brendan McGarrow of the Pawtucket Times right next to me, hard at work, typing away.
All right, and lucky me, eat your heart out, I get to have Kathy Callahan sit next to me.
One of my favorite people. I worked with her at the Daily News for more than 10 years. She taught me quite a bit during my time there. So we are very lucky to have Kathy Callahan sit next to us.
Absolutely. She's got connections on the Middletown team, specifically Timmy Robinson and Pat Cranson.
Yep, a couple of cousins there.
So I better talk nicely about those two if I know what's good for me.
That's absolutely correct.
All right. I think we'll do the alternating introductions, one from each team.
And the American High School Eagles.
Ah, a loud crowd behind us from Barrington.
Yeah, that was a little bit louder than the Middletown side, but maybe it's just because they're right behind us, peering over our shoulders.
Do you think you could reach down below like you did before and turn my mic up a little bit? Just a little?
I would love to hear you a little louder. That's absolutely no problem.
Be careful down there. All right? So hopefully, there we go. We come in a little bit more clearly for you. That should do it.
There you go. Now we're all set.
Opening introductions here from the public address announcer.
Our officials are Paul Clappin, Andrew Matson, and Trevor Lee.
They mispronounce Andrew's last name. It's Andrew Madison.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the starting lineups.
All right, we'll go first with one of the Islanders.
First for Middletown.
Here comes Patrick Cranston. Good thing they introduced him first because it looked like he was nodding off over there. Oh, they go with the entire Middletown lineup, and that's Roberto Figueres next off the bench. Here's R.J. Wiggins. Here's Timmy Robinson. And wrapping it all up is Ben Connerton, the senior. Well, let's see who the Eagles have. We're pretty sure we know who their starting five would be. We'll just confirm that.
And the starting five for the Barrington High School Eagles.
Here's Owen Pfeffer to start it off, the sophomore. Nick Scandura, all 6'5" of them. And he's a junior. Next off the bench, Matt Rappa, junior. Followed by Sean Bono, the senior. And to round it out, Daniel Coogan, the senior. Okay, we can start this anytime because Timmy Robinson just smiles his odd. All right, let's take a 60-second timeout, and we'll be back here at Rhode Island College.
Corrigan Financial believes everyone needs a financial plan. For 32 years, Corrigan Financial's been serving our community, helping families and businesses, much like a financial architect, establishing and designing a comprehensive framework that offers direction and support. This wealth of knowledge is personified through their professional staff and strengthened through continued investments in technology to power their processes and systems. With more than $1 billion of investment assets and 11 CPAs on staff, Corrigan Financial maximizes their clients' financial well-being by combining tax planning with investment strategy. So whether starting your career or just starting to look forward to your retirement, Corrigan Financial can help. Arrange a free consultation to discuss a financial planning process that leads to greater decision-making where clients can anticipate rather than react. Corrigan Financial, 32 years of helping their clients get from where they are to where they want to be.
All right, national anthem is done. Everybody get comfortable. This could be something.
Yeah, I think this is going to be the most competitive game of the day that you're going to see. I think these teams are very evenly matched. Look, Barrington has the height advantage, but Middletown has a lot of speed. It has a lot of speed. with Timmy, with RJ, and with Pat Cranton. And let's see if they can get out and use that speed to get easy baskets, you know, at the rim, you know. And Roberto is another player who can just really explode. So it'll be interesting to see these two styles match up against one another.
It's kind of sad we can't see Trent Sotelo in uniform. I see him wearing his number 2 T-shirt, if you will, sitting on the bench. All right, we're ready to go. Middletown in the away team blue uniforms, dark blue with white striping and numerals, and the home team whites for the Barrington Eagles with the blue trim and gold lettering and numerals. And it will be Mr. Scandura, jumping center for the Eagles with Timmy Robinson. And it is knocked around and saved by the Eagles. They'll go left to right as we look on opposite the scorers table. And they'll work it around, trying to get it down low. Ball's deflected away.
Middletown will start in a man-to-man defense. Ben Connerton will be lined up against the 6'5 Scandura.
Owen Pfeffer will put it in play. Looking around under the basket, gets it out here high. A 3 put up, no good. Rebound right down to Timmy Robinson. Brings it up court in a hurry. Angles off to the right side. Gives it up, and they work it around the perimeter. Left side, Cranston with the jumper, no good. And the rebound by Matt Rapa. Matt brings it up, gets a screen, goes to the top of the circle. Nothing there. Goes down low to Scandura. Turns, shoots, and misses. Rebound, Timmy Robinson. Brings it up court. Straight away on the angle. All by himself underneath. R.J. Wiggins.
Great pass there by Timmy Robinson.
Eagles bring it back. Figueres guarding Owen Pfeffer. Goes down the lane. Has the ball kicked out of play. Barrington ball over the baseline. Just underway at the Murray Center at Rhode Island College. They lob it in play to Coogan. Coogan's right of the lane. Dishes it off on the wing. A 3. Yes!
That was a good-looking shot right there. That was true. Sean, he's got a nice stroke.
Sean Bono. Some pressure in the backcourt here by the Eagles. Here's Timmy taking it across the timeline. Gives it up to Connerton on the wing underneath. Wiggins throws it up and in.
Middletown, good job of beating that press, getting an easy basket in transition.
Back the other way come the Eagles. Scandura down low is going to lay it up and in.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of that. He just kind of bulls his way down there against Connerton. Easy layup. Can't let him get the ball in the paint.
Back come the Islanders breaking the press. Right to the basket goes Ben Connerton, and he is fouled and earns a trip to the free throw stripe. Yeah, it's going to be on Barrington's Nick Scandura.
No. If you're Middletown, you want to see if you can get him in foul trouble. You want to see if you can go right at him.
No shot, though. Foul before. Gunshot. Pass gets to Figueres. Off on the wing, it's Connerton. Baseline from the left. Lays it up. No good. Easy rebound that time for Coogan. Drive by the Eagles. Pump fake. Shot. Good.
Nice up and under.
That's good. Matt Rapa.
Yep, good pump fake. Got his defender to rise, went right under him.
Middletown's going to throw it away and turn it over. Timmy Robinson, the guilty party on that one. 7-4 in the early going for the Eagles. They are the 5 seed. Middletown is the 4 seed. Pfeffer goes right side, gets it down low to Scandura. Turns, shoots, and hits.
He's got some really good footwork down there. When he posts up, he is hard to guard.
In the backcourt, the pressure. Figueres gives it up to Timmy. Robinson throws it across the timeline, finds Connerton. Timmy gets it back between the circles. Looks like a tight man-to-man here. Here's Timmy for 3. Yes!
Well, he did not hesitate. He pulled the trigger right there. Felt good about it and knocked it down.
9-7. Down to Scandura. Backs it out. A 3. No good by Coogan. Goes out of play.
Well, what you saw there, they went down to Scandura down low. and a double team came over. That's what Middletown's going to have to do when he catches the ball in the paint. They're going to have to bring a second defender over to guard him because he will eat a single defender up alive.
Here's Figueres across the timeline. Gets it back in the hands of Timmy Robinson. Top of the key, dishes it down and throws it away. Steal by the Eagles. Up court in a hurry, and they throw it away. It was deflected by an Islander. Barrington ball right in front of the Middletown bench. Pass comes in, finds Scandura out high. Down on the baseline, nobody looking for that pass.
Yeah, he threw it, and the defender was still cutting.
That was Sam Bono, who never knew the pass was headed his way. Timmy Robinson and Figueres working the backcourt. Figueres takes it across the timeline. Works into the hands of Connerton on the right corner. And a deflection by the Eagles puts it out of play. Middletown will put it in play over their baseline near the right corner. Pass will go out deep and is stolen away by Barrington. And then stolen back by Figueres, but he'll be called for a foul.
Well, that's three turnovers for Timmy Robinson right now. He needs to start playing a little bit smarter and can't be giving the ball away that easily.
So the Eagles get it back, leading 9-7. 4:25 to go, opening quarter. Owen Pfeffer in charge at the point. Gives it out on the right wing. That's Bono. Coogan has it now, straight away. Looking around, it's Pfeffer. A long-range jumper from Rafa is short. Rebound, Ben Connerton. To Timmy. Left side to Figueres. In the corner, right side, Wiggins. No. Rebound on the weak side, taken away by the Eagles. Up come the Eagles in a hurry. Rafa with it now. Pump fake, throws it up. No good. Rebound comes down and fought for and finally in the hands of Robinson. And right to R.J. Wiggins. Off an Eagle. 9-9. Pfeffer goes back to work at the point, guarded by Figueres. Gets it in the hands of Coogan. Coogan looking down low for Scandura. The 6-foot fiver is right underneath the basket, puts it up and in, and gets fouled.
Well, you saw it again. With no help down there, you know, Ben Connerton's on an island, and there's not much he can do against a guy who's 6'5", who has amazing post moves. They're going to need to bring a second defender down there to help out, to close him off from the basket.
And at the line is Mr. Scandura, Nick Scandura, trying to make it a three-point play, and he does. And we'll have a timeout called here by Middletown, I believe, a 30-second timeout, and we'll take a 30-second break right here.
O'Brien's Pub, for good food, good friends, good times. Always the perfect place to find a menu accommodating all ages and appetites, plus never-ending fun. Sunday night bingo, trivia night Tuesdays, karaoke Wednesday nights, DJs Fridays and Saturdays. O'Brien's Pub, voted best neighborhood bar the past 2 years. 501 Thames, Newport. Check theobriensPub.net. Phone 849-6623. And on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Always easy parking.
I often wonder, guys like Nick Scandura, 6'5", when they go onto the college ranks, they're not going to be a center anymore. I wonder how they'll adapt to that college game.
I don't know. I mean, you know, again, you're going to face bigger players, but he's got some great post moves. You can tell that he's been doing this his whole life.
All right, Middletown will put it in play after the timeout. Pressure in the backcourt again. Figueres gets it down in the corner. Wiggins, pass to Connerton, back to Wiggins, down low, ball comes loose off of the Eagles. Trying to make that extra pass.
Yeah, I thought Ben had a pretty clean look at his shot, but he wanted to try to push it off to RJ in a tight window.
Pass comes right into Timmy Robinson, who misses the layup. Fight for the possession, comes out to Connerton, tries a three, nope, and a rebound there for Matt Rafa. Gets it up court in a hurry. And in there to help out is Evan Anderson now. With the ball is Anderson. Drops it down for Scandura. Double team. Back to Anderson. Goes baseline. Looking for Scandura. Trying to work it out. Gets it in the hands of Rappa on the right corner. Brings it out with 12 seconds on the shot clock. Rappa driving toward the hoop. Stops. Pops. Misses. Rebound. Figueres. Roberto brings it up. Drives to the hoop, goes right to the basket, left-handed side for the layup.
Oh, we've said it 1,000 times. When he gets a full head of steam and a little bit of room, he's gone. He's right to the basket, and he's a great finisher there.
Terrific acceleration there by the junior with the ball. Evan Anderson at a steal almost by Cranston. Ball's on the floor. He gets it back. Bounce pass to Timmy Robinson to lay it up and in.
We've seen this before where Pat Cranston's defense turns into offense at the other end.
13-12 Middletown. Jeffrey with the ball goes right angle, goes right down the lane, dishes it off to Anderson who misses the jumper. Figueres with the rebound, stolen away by Anderson. Jeffrey has it, they work it around the perimeter. Here goes Scandura driving and hitting and getting fouled.
It's really just his length. He's got these long arms, you know, and he took the ball to the basket that time. I mean, there's really nothing Ben Connerton can do.
Ben Connerton's second personal foul. Jacob Mello is going to come in here for, no, I'm sorry, Sam Califf is coming in for Middletown, and Ben will sit down.
And I think Sam Califf is going to get the unenviable position of guarding Mr. Scandura.
Scandura misses the free throw. Timmy Robinson grabs the rebound. 14-13 Barrington. 1.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Robinson out to Figueres. Figueres goes back to Timmy. Three-point range. He lets it fly, and he connects.
Now,
16-14. Middletown on top. Barrington with the ball. Throws right side. In there now is Spencer Prue. Ball's down low, and again, Scandura trying to put it up and in, gets fouled.
Well, at least Middletown's starting to double-team him. Timmy Robinson came over to help Sam on Scandura. I mean, he drew the foul there, but at least they're not letting one guy out there try to guard 6'5".
So, Mr. Scandura at the line gets a pair. First one, short. He'll get another. Nick Scandura. Second free throw. On the way. No good. Rebound. Fought for. And we'll get a Barrington foul in the rebounding action. And it's going to be on Evan Anderson. Middletown ball. And we get a Barrington reserve put in there. And who would that be? Coming back in, Daniel Coogan. Okay, Timmy Robinson to inbound it to Roberto Figueres. Back to Timmy, who'll bring it up. Timmy can do it all. Point guard, shooter, rebounder.
Barrington in a zone here.
Three from Timmy, not this time. Rebound weak side, Cranston up and in. The Cousins connecting.
Yep, right place, right time. The rebound came off the rim, right to him. Easy putback.
18-14 Middletown. Where the ball is Prue, gives it up to Rappa, out high to Scandura, goes right of the lane, dishes it out on the wing for a three. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the Eagles. And hanging on to it is Coogan. Long range shot again is no good. Rebound Timmy Robinson. Brings it up court himself. Left of the lane. Dishes it off in the corner. Three. Cranston too strong. Eagles rebound. On the run. Quickly Prue gets it up. And a layup that's missed. And a rebound comes down into the hands of Middletown. 4.4 seconds left. Opening quarter. The Islanders will have to hurry. Figueres up court. Gets it over to Cranston. Fires it and misses. Good clean look, but no connection. One quarter done. Middletown 18, Barrington 14. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout.
If you live or run a business in Rhode Island, odds are your electric bill is increasing. Luckily, A1 Roofing's here to help. Call 265-1019 today for a free solar consultation to learn how A1 can lower or eliminate your electric bill. Don't have a generator and want to keep power in a storm? Ask A1 about battery storage. Interested in getting an electric vehicle down the road? Ask A1 about installing a charging station at your home or business. A1 Roofing is here to help you go green in partnership with the Master Electricians at Beacon Solar.
And with you at Rhode Island College on a Sunday evening, it's Bob Angel along with Scott Barrett and Kathy Callahan. And we have ourselves a tight little ball game just like we thought we would.
Yeah, I mean, Middletown has done a good job. I mean, Barrington came out kind of in a press zone defense. Middletown did a good job of breaking it with relative ease and got a few baskets in transition. Timmy Robinson hit a couple of three-pointers. And they have a four-point lead going into the second quarter. That adjustment is going to be key on defense. What are you going to do with Scandura? Because he's really kind of been the only guy who's been able to put the ball into the basket with consistency for Barrington. Are you willing to put a second defender on him and leave somebody else open?
Sam Califf is in there now to work the defense against Scandura, all 6'5" of him. And to start the second quarter, it's Middletown's ball in the hands of Roberto Figueres in the backcourt. Right to left he goes as we watch from the press table opposite the scorer's table. In the dark blue uniforms, the Islanders drive by Figueres, dishes it off. And is that a charge?
I believe it is an offensive foul
on Roberto, and that's his second. Two on Roberto, two on Ben Connerton. In the early going.
Yeah, but Roberto came up with a little bit of a limp as he made his way back down court, and I think he's coming out of the game.
He is out of the game. Connor Lopez is in to take over the point. Meanwhile, Scandura out high, keeps it, looks around, goes right to the basket instead, and lays it up and in.
Well, Lopez came over, but he was just a little bit too late. Scandura already had a full head of steam and was going toward the basket by the time the second defender came over.
Pressure is off by the Eagles this time around. Timmy Robinson with the ball at the center circle. Goes right side to Pat Cranston. Goes to a cutting Connor Lopez. Back to Pat in the lane. Pulls up a floater. Too strong. Rebound Scandura. Here comes Pfeffer on the run. Stolen away by Pat Cranston.
Man, he came out of nowhere and just took that ball.
Gets it on the left side to RJ. Takes a three. No. Way off the mark. Rebound. Again, Pfeffer brings it up court between the circles. Challenged by Lopez. Now Pfeffer tries to set up the play here for Barrington. 18-16 Middletown, early second quarter. Pass goes out high to Coogan. Gives it up for a three. On the way, Bono misses. Rebound down low, putting it up around no good Coogan. Rebound Timmy Robinson. Robinson on the run. Down to the top of the key, lays it up and in, and he gets fouled.
Man, that was a little bit of a late foul call. I mean, Timmy had already gone past the defender, Scandura, on that play. But, you know, the referee thought there was enough contact to call it.
All right, Califf will sit down. And now it's going to be Kyle Brennan-Simmons on the big guy. And at the line is Timmy Robinson trying to complete a three-point play. Remember, Timmy fouled out of the last game, was a non-factor. I think he's trying to make up for that. Free throw, yes.
And that was Scandura's second foul. Let's see what Barrington does here. He's going to stay in the game. If I'm Middletown, I'm going right at him.
All right. Here's Pfeffer with the ball, challenged by Lopez. Goes in the corner to Rafa. Gets it to Scandura, guarded by Simmons. And that's going to be a foul on Scandura. He elbowed KBS and knocked him over.
Well, what Kyle Brennan-Simmons did there was just try to body him up. He just tried to throw a body into him. Scandura tried to come back with a body, knocked him over, got called for his third personal foul. That's a big foul there.
Middletown will go to work offensively. Timmy Robinson will play the point. And Evan Anderson looks like he's the one to take the spot in the middle where Scandura normally is. Cranston with the ball, backs it off, and bumped into. Foul by Sean Bono.
It was a risky play having Scandura out there with two personals, and then the next trip down the floor, he gets called for his third. Tough break for Barrington.
Connor Lopez will put it in play and feeds it in the backcourt to Pat Cranston. Middletown with the ball. Goes right side and deflecting the pass and stealing the pass would be Coogan. Eagles get it back. 21-16 Middletown. Drive down the lane and the shot is way off the backboard. Comes out to R.J. Wiggins. RJ on the run, cross court to Kyle Brennan Simmons, who cannot handle the pass, and it goes off one of the Eagles. KBS had a chance for a layup there. I'm sure Kevin Lendrum's going to mix up the different people to see Jack Duke getting ready to come off the bench. Pat Cranston's going to be putting it in play, and here comes Jack Duke. 5'9" senior, and he'll take the place of Connor Lopez. Cranston's going to put it in play. And looks around, gets it out high to Timmy, puts it up for a layup. That's good. Perfectly executed. 23-16 Middletown. Back comes Pfeffer, guarded by Duke. A shot from the lane is short. Rebound, Timmy Robinson.
That's his sixth of the game already.
Up court in a hurry against the Cranston. Banks it off and in.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Middletown's just running. They're getting a lot of points in transition, and they are fired up right now.
And a timeout has been called by Barrington. And it is going to be a full timeout with 5 minutes left in the half. And it is Middletown leading the way right now, 25-16. We'll be right back.
Clements Marketplace, family-owned and operated since 1980, lets you shop conveniently from your mobile device with their groceries to go service. Choose either pickup or home delivery. Clements now delivers to Newport to go along with your service to Middletown, Portsmouth, Tiverton, and Bristol. To shop today, simply visit clementsmarket.com. Clements, a neighborhood store in the very best sense of the word. An integral part of the Portsmouth community, supplying wholesome, fresh, and traditional foods to Aquidneck Island and beyond.
Live high school boys basketball playoff action from Rhode Island College. It's the Elite Eight round, the final game of the day. Three have moved on to the Final Four. The winner of this game will join them.
Well, Middletown has outscored Barrington, 7-1 in the first 3 minutes of this quarter.
And 7-2, actually.
See, math was never my strong suit.
But we'll see if they can continue challenging this Eagle squad. 25-16 Middletown. There's Pfeffer looking for help. Gets it to Matt Rapa, who's a scorer. Goes right down the lane, throws it up, and misses the layup. Rebound Barrington, up around and in by Evan Anderson.
Yeah, he just took that ball away from Timmy Robinson, who thought he had a rebound secured.
Cranston brings it up. Challenge, goes down the lane. Passes it off to KBS, but he wasn't ready for the pass. Turnover Middletown at the other end. Back to Rapha. Three. Yes.
This is how quickly things can turn with this Barrington offense. They can shoot the basketball.
Here comes Timmy Robinson, not challenged as he gets to midcourt. Now he's challenged. In the middle, it goes to KBS on the wing. Cross court, down low, KBS, up and in.
That was an absolutely great pass right there from Mr. Jack Duke. Found a wide open player underneath the basket.
27-21, almost losing it, the Eagles. Saving it, Matt Rapha. out near the center circle, looking. High post goes to Evan Anderson. Anderson works it over toward Rafa, guarded tightly by Cranston at the foul line. Throws it up and misses. Rebound to Timmy Robinson. Robinson on the move. Gets it in the hands of R.J. Wiggins. In the lane. Puts it up, around, and in. Wow. R.J.
Off balance shot in the paint. There was a little bit of contact. He got knocked off balance, but still made that shot.
29-21. Shot at the other end by the Eagles. Anderson with another rebound. Puts it up and in. 29-23. Middletown. 3 minutes left. First half. Timmy brings it up. Across the timeline, goes over here to RJ on the left. He's going to try a three. Nope, off the backboard. Here comes Rafa on the move. Matt goes right side. Drive by Bono, working it along the baseline. Work it back to Coogan in the lane. Puts it up, and it's going to be called for a charge. Or is that a block?
No, I think they're going to call him for a block. I think it's going to be a three-point play try.
KBS tried to draw the charge. He got called for the foul instead. Who hit that basket?
Well, I can't see his number right now. He's about to step to the line.
Okay.
Number 12 there. It was Daniel Coogan.
Dan Coogan, okay. So he scores. Makes it 29-25. Lots of changes here for both.
Yeah,
Connor Lopez comes back. KBS sits down. Sam Califf comes back. Ben Connerton comes back. At the line, Daniel Coogan. One free throw here. And good.
Well, Ben Connerton better watch himself. He's playing with a pair of fouls as well.
Back come the Islanders. Roberto Figueres has returned. Gives it to Timmy Robinson across the timeline to Roberto. Roberto back to Robinson out deep. Almost triple team.
Yeah, they're playing this 1-3-1 zone that is very top heavy.
And Timmy hits a three.
Well, you can't guard him out 24 feet.
32-26, Steele Middletown. On the run, Timmy Robinson dishes it off. Figueres puts it up. No good.
Wow, what a shot that would have been had that gone in. What a pump fake.
Rebound by Barrington and another steal by Figueres, but he's called for contact. And on Roberto, that's number three. Oh, it's the seventh team foul on Middletown. It's a 1-1 situation. And it's Colin McDermott who's going to do the honors here. Shooting 1-1. And missing. Connerton with a rebound.
Well, if I'm Middletown, I'm slowing it down a little bit.
Middletown with the ball. High post. Caleb. Three. Robinson way off the mark. Rebound Barrington. Here comes Rafa up the court. Cross court, it goes to Coogan. Coogan in the lane. Backs it off, gives it away. Gets it back beyond the arc. Minute 35 to go, first half. Coogan in three-point range, guarded by Robinson. In the corner, Rafa. Guarded by Cranston. In the middle, they back it off. Down the lane comes Coogan. Fade away, no. Rebound on the floor. Goes out of play. Middletown ball. Looks like Timmy's going to put it in play to Cranston right in front of us.
Ben Connerton will take a seat with his two fouls. They want to make sure he doesn't pick up his third like Mr. Figueres.
32-26 Middletown, a minute 15 to go in the half. Timmy Robinson with the ball outside the arc, flips it over to Cranston. Cranston holding onto it, looking for Wiggins in the middle of the foul line. Throws it away. Pass up court. Finds the mark. Dish, drive, and travel.
Yep, it will be a traveling call. Shuffled his feet. Got a little indecisive under the basket.
Ryan Rigamonti, guilty of the travel. Middletown ball. Now with less than a minute to go in the half. Here's Cranston with it over the line into the hands of Timmy Robinson, left side on the edge. Cross quarter goes to Connor Lopez.
Yeah, they're really protecting against the perimeter with this zone defense. They have a third guy out there.
In the middle, it goes to RJ. Foul line, drive, puts it up, and too strong. Fight for the rebound. Comes down to Middletown's Cranston. Timmy backs it off to Pat Cranston. Top of the key. Gets it over to RJ. Tries a three. No good, but he got fouled.
No, that's not what you want if you're Barrington. You do not want to foul a three-point shooter.
And that foul is called on Matt Leonard. His first, and R.J. Wiggins goes to the line to shoot three. First one, no good. .9 seconds to go in the half. 6-point advantage for Middletown. RJ's second of three free throws. On the way. Short. That would have been a nice opportunity for the Islanders if they connected on these, but RJ's struggling. One more for the 6'3 junior. On the way. And good.
Well, we got one out of three.
33-26. 20 seconds to go in the half.
Barrington can hold for the last shot here. Let's see what they decide to do.
Coogan with the ball. Looking for Bono. Bono has it near the center circle. Gives it up to Matt Rapa. Guarded tightly by Cranston. Rapa with 3 seconds. Driving down the lane. Stops. Pops. And does not hit. We have reached halftime. Middletown leads Barrington 33-26. We'll be back after this timeout.
Midtown Oyster Bar, your number one choice for the freshest seafood and the largest raw bar in town. Perfect for casual snacks and cocktails or a formal dining experience. Steps away, the Surf Club offers cozy comfort anchored by their brick oven pizza and handcrafted cocktails. Midtown Oyster Bar, 345 Thames, the Surf Club, 337 Thames. Two exceptional Newport waterfront experiences. Check out MidtownOyster.com.
Newport Propane and the Sherman family have been serving Rhode Islanders for nearly 60 years. At Newport Propane, we take pride in offering the very best customer service to clients who are truly part of our extended family. And when it comes to our installations, our customers receive only the best, with work that stands up like no other to the challenges that our beautiful coastline provides. Come join the Newport Propane family and see why so many fellow Rhode Islanders already have.
Gustav White Sotheby's International Realty, selling Newport County homes since 1925. This full-service agency, locally owned by Paul Lees and Chris West, is an invaluable resource for residential sales, rentals, appraisals, and auctions, offering a wealth of local knowledge and worldwide exposure for your property. Don't just put a sign in front of your house, put your house in front of the world. Through Gustav White Sotheby's International Realty, 37 Bellevue Avenue, Newport. Phone 849-3000 or visit gustavwhite.com.
Since the early 70s, R&R Construction and the McDonald family have provided the very best in residential and commercial renovations, additions, decking, and much more. R&R's skilled craftsmen offer years of experience. No job's too big or too small. For your construction needs, get the job done right. Get R&R to do it. Fully insured, fully qualified. R&R Construction. Free estimates always available. Call R&R at 848-7797. Or go to rnrconstructioncompany.com.
And it is halftime here at Rhode Island College. And right now, Middletown has the advantage, 33-26. They're the number 5 seed. Barrington's number 4. And so far, it's become a battle between Timmy Robinson and Nick Scandura. And the Islanders got lucky. Nick Scandura, all 6'5" of him, picked up 3 personal fouls in the first half and had to sit for most of the second quarter. Timmy Robinson has 16 points right now, and according to Mr. Barrett's keeping, 8 rebounds as well for Timmy. 9 points for R.J. Wiggins. 4 for Pat Cranson. 2 for Roberto Figueres. Roberto in foul trouble with 3. Ben Connerton on the edge with 2. For Barrington, it's Nick Scandura with 11 points. Followed by Matt Rapa with 5. Evan Anderson with 4. 3 apiece for Daniel Coogan and for Sean Bono. So,
well, Middletown is shooting the basketball well. They are shooting 50% from the field. They are 14 for 28, 11 for 16 inside the three-point arc, 3 for 12 on three-point attempts. Barrington, not so great, 35% from the field. They are 11 for 31. That includes 9 for 22 on two-point attempts, just 2 of 9 on threes. Middletown has turned the ball over 7 times compared to just 4 for Barrington. And neither team is actually shooting that great from the free throw line, although there weren't many free throws in that opening half. Middletown 2 for 4, Barrington 2 for 6. And as you mentioned, I think the point of the first half was Nick Scandura picking up his third foul, his second and third fouls on back-to-back plays, one at the defensive end, then one at the offensive end. And that, I mean, you could just tell Barrington really kind of had to turn to Matt Rapha as their primary offensive option. And you know, what does he have?
Who's that?
Rapha.
5.
You know, and he's the guy with the ball in his hands most of the time once Scandura went out. I mean, Scandura was instant offense when he was in there. I mean, Middletown really didn't have an answer for him once he caught the ball down in the deep post. When he went out of the game, it obviously let the air out of Barrington's offense.
Well, so far so good, but another half to go, and Mr. Scandura will be out there on the court again. Nick, 6'5", definitely a factor in this game if he can avoid any more foul trouble, and we'll see how that goes. Don't forget that Scott and I, at the end of the game, will pick our Middletown player of the game and give him a gift certificate from the Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant in downtown Newport. The winner of this game will be facing number 1 LaSalle in the Final Four next Saturday at 4 p.m. at URI. Meanwhile, in the girls' basketball playoffs, in their Final Four, Rogers girls are into the Final Four, and they'll play at noon at URI in their Final Four game, which is against
Bayview.
You
know, a big upset yesterday. Bayview, number 8 seed, took down Division I and, champion and number 1 seeded Juanita Sanchez in the opening game yesterday. I believe it was 46-42 in overtime that kind of set the stage for the last game of the day, which was Rogers knocking off Moses Brown in the fourth game.
What did you say? McGair's leaving. Did you say something to McGair?
Well, I think he finished his story, and I think he's getting out of it. He's the hardest working guy in Rhode Island media, this guy, Brendan McGair for the Pawtucket Times.
Oh, I don't know. Steve Rogers, to me, is a pretty hard working guy.
He is as well.
All right, we've got to take another time out for a couple minutes. We'll be back with more from Rhode Island College, Middletown 33 and Barrington 26.
The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, a local favorite since 1980 and a longtime supporter of Aquidneck Island youth sports programs. The Brick Alley is the 2022 winner as Newport's best restaurant, as well as being a past winner of Rhode Island Restaurant of the Year. There is something for everyone at the Brick. Anytime's a great time to do the Brick's famous nacho platters, their award-winning burgers, steaks, and seafood dishes, and so much more. Just as in the world of sports, teamwork is everything at the Brick Alley. So come on in and see what the incredible team at the Brick can do for you. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant is open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner. For more information, go to brickalley.com or stop in. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, 140 Thames, downtown Newport. A classic dining experience since 1980.
Corrigan Financial believes everyone needs a financial plan, but perhaps it's one of life's big decisions that you've been putting off. Are you soon to be concerned with paying for a college education? Are you approaching that time when you need to provide help for aging parents?
And what about you and your eventual retirement? For decision-making processes like these, that's where Corrigan Financial comes in. Every new client starts with a comprehensive financial plan prepared by certified financial planners and CPAs. Clients work with their own team of credentialed planners, investment professionals, and support staff to help make informed decisions and move in the right direction financially. It's a planning process that is ongoing with updates at least annually. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, everything begins with a plan tailored specifically for you. Welcome to the world of Corrigan Financial, proud of their 32 years of helping families and businesses get from where they are to where they want to be.
And back with you, Bob Angel, along with Scott Barrett. Our producer director is Maxwell Lawless, as usual. And our co-conspirator for this game is Kathy Callahan, just to my right.
Daily News legend right there.
She is. I remember her in a pep night at Rogers High School where she was dancing with Kim Amoruso. The two of them did a dance to, I think, Bridge Over Troubled Water. And they were outstanding.
Oh, yeah?
She was quite the dancer, that Kathy Callahan. And so was Kim. Kim, unfortunately, passed away at an early age, thanks to cancer. But I can remember the two of them. I was running the sound at the time. And they were on the stage at Rogers High School in the auditorium that's no longer there.
Well, she bleeds red and black of the Vikings. But to see her here, I mean, she's got a couple of nephews, you know, who obviously now attend Middletown, Timmy Robinson and Pat Cranston. So it's weird to see her dressed in blue, but I know that she bleeds the red and black of the Vikings.
Yes, she does.
Well, look, I mean, here we go. We got 16 minutes to go. And one point I wanted to make about this game in the first half is some of the contributions that, you know, that came off Middletown's bench. Jack Duke, he doesn't get a lot of minutes. He came off. He played some pretty good defense. Connor Lopez played some pretty good defense. And KBS, it will not end up in the box score. You probably will not read about it in the newspaper. But he was the one who took that charge on Scandora. He goes probably, I'm going to guess here, he's a bulky kid. He goes about 220. He bodied up Scandora, you know, and just wouldn't let him in there. Scandora tried to bull his way in and picked up his third foul. And that was the key to this game. Again, not going to end up in the box score. Not going to end up in the newspaper, but may have been one of the biggest plays of the first half coming from KBS, you know, just on the defensive end.
Sam Kayla put in some minutes there as well, trying to deal with Scandora.
Right.
But, you know, it's going to take a company effort here to deal with the big man, 6'5", Nick Scandora.
Well, as you mentioned, I mean, Scandora is going to come back in the game. If I'm Middletown, I'm going right at him. I'm going right at him, you know, whether it's, you know, Figueres needs to be a little bit careful. He's got three fouls. But if it's Timmy Robinson or if it's Ben Connerton wants to try to size him up down low, I'm going right at Scandora early to see if we can try to get him to pick up his fourth. He is susceptible to fouling with those long arms. So let's, you know, we'll see how it plays out. We'll see what Kevin draws up for Middletown at the offensive end.
All right. We have both teams getting ready to get back on the floor. In blue, the away team uniforms for the Islanders. And in white, the Eagles, the slightly higher seed at number four, Middletown number five. Trying to get to the final four. One of these two will make it. And LaSalle is waiting in the wings.
Well, you know, Barrington's over there huddled up and talking. And Middletown looks pretty relaxed. They're just kind of shooting around. Kevin's not really, you know, didn't have a lot to say to them after they emerged from the locker rooms from halftime. So, you know, I wonder what the Barrington coach is saying over there to his guys. They didn't get a lot of shots up after they came out. He's been kind of huddled up and talking with his guys.
All right, from Rhode Island College at the Murray Center, it's high school basketball boys Elite Eight action. The final berth in the Final Four at stake right now. Good-sized crowds on hand from both Middletown and Barrington. The Middletown fans are across from us. We're at the press table across from the scorers' table.
Well, we have Scandora and we have Figueres. The two guys with three fouls will start the second half.
Barrington ball to open up the half. They go right to left again, as we are opposite. Nice bounce pass on the baseline and a nice easy layup for, I believe, Rafa.
That was Rafa, and somebody fell asleep there. It was a backdoor pass. He started to cut into the hoop, and his teammate found him.
Roberto Figueres at the point, goes on the right wing. A three is no good by Cranston. Battle for the rebound, and they're going to call R.J. Wiggins for a foul.
Now, Cranston got a really, really good look. He was wide open and just was a little long on that shot. Normally, he hits those.
Good start for Barrington. Not so good for Middletown. Here come the Eagles. Owen Pfeffer at the point. Goes right side. Coogan has it. Dishes it out, and a steal by Pat Cranston. Behind the back with the dribble. In the lane. Puts it up. It gets fouled. And will go to the line.
You know, he's sneaky quick. He's always in the backcourt getting deflections and going the other way. He really does turn defense into offense. I've been very impressed with him and how quick he is and how defensive intensity he has.
Matt Rafa committed the foul, and Pat Cranston misses the first free throw. That is not good. Middletown, by my account, is 2 of 6. Now, including that one. One more for Pat, the sophomore. And he's walking over toward the sideline to get rid of something.
Yeah, I think it was a piece of tape that had fallen off onto the floor.
So, Pat gets himself reset at the foul line. One more. It's on the way and good. 34-28, Middletown, early second half. Pfeffer across the timeline. Left angle, goes to the right side of the lane, drives. That's Rafa, I'm sorry. Rafa driving, got fouled on the way down the lane. They're going to be on RJ. Note four, Pat Cranston commits his second personal. And Matt Rafa is at the line.
I thought that was on the floor. I'm surprised they're giving him two shots there.
Matt Rafa, son of the head coach, sinks the first of the two free throws. One more for the junior, Matthew Rafa. And good. 34-30, still a tight game here. And we've got Owen Pfeffer shadowing Tim Robinson. A three is good by Ben Connerton. 37-30, Middletown. Here is Scandura, left of the lane, driving, shooting, and missing. Rebound battle is on, and it is going to be won by Barrington. Pass comes across court. Bono gives it up. They look for Scandura. Backing it off is Rafa. Rafa goes to the right of the lane, stops, pops, misses. Rebound comes down to Roberto Figueres on the run. Figueres, left of the lane, goes to the hoop, can't get it to go, and an offensive foul called on Skin to Figueres. Foul number 4.
Yeah, I told you he had to be careful, and he got a little out of control on that drive.
Connor Lopez returns, and Kevin Lendrum has some words for Roberto Figueres.
But a pat on the back, Kevin saying, listen, be ready, stay ready. We'll get you back in there.
37-30, Middletown. Pfeffer brings it up court. Angles off to the right side. Picked up by Connor Lopez. A deflection goes off of the Eagles. And a sharp play there by Pat Cranston.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't touch that ball, but he was in the passing lane enough where he forced a Barrington player to kind of throw it a little bit wider than he wanted to and out of bounds.
Pat will bring it up court. Acting as the point guard now. Gets it over in the hands of Ben Connerton beyond the arc. RJ trying to the right side of the lane. Throws it up too hard. Rebound comes down on the floor. Cranston has it. Gets it out to Ben Connerton. Connerton looking for help. Goes to Connor Lopez. Here's RJ. Back to Connerton. Ben, right side of the lane. Driving and a blocking foul called on Barrington.
Barrington fans don't like the call, but that was the right call. He was absolutely not set there.
Did he call it on Skin Door?
No, it was going to be. Yep. Skandor was behind the play. He was chasing him. Skandor knew he couldn't foul him. Ben Connerton absolutely had him beat. And Coogan stepped in there just a little too late.
Need Ben Connerton to hit some free throws here. Middletown has struggled in that department. First of two. Good. One more for Ben, the 6'1 senior. Second one on the way. Around and no good. 38-30 Middletown. Pfeffer brings it down in a hurry. Goes in the left corner. With it right there is Bono. Bono challenged by RJ. Goes baseline. Dishes it off. Coogan in the lane. Puts it up and in. 38-32. Timmy's going to bring it up this time. Guarded by Pfeffer. Timmy. What the heck did I miss?
Well, what you just missed was Ben Connerton went to go set a screen, but he was moving his feet as he went. He got called for an offensive foul. He wanted to try to go to the basket. He was setting the screen, and he was moving his feet as he was doing it. He was not set. Referee saw it, called it.
Third personal on Ben Connerton. Owen Pfeffer and the Eagles go back to work. At the far end of the court, we are at the other end. Skandura with it out high, gives it up. Bono with it, works it across. Here's a jumper that is in and out. Rebound battle is on, and finally comes down to Connor Lopez. Jimmy Robinson is challenged, saves it, gets it to Lopez in the lane, dishes it back on the wing to Wiggins, whose shot is good.
Nice pass by Connor Lopez.
Took a while to get in that basket, but it bounced around and fell in. 40-32 Middletown. 4:40 to go. Third quarter. Matt Raffa with the ball. Goes down low to Skandura. Lost the ball. Knocked away by Middletown. Here come the Islanders. Jimmy Robinson is fouled as he tries to hustle up court. And that'll be on number 15, Owen Pfeffer, his first. No shots here.
KBS coming into the game for Ben Connerton, who will take a seat.
And we have a 30-second timeout called here by one of these two teams.
I believe it was Barrington.
And we'll take a 30-second timeout right here.
Timeout, Barrington, a 30-second timeout. Once again, Maddie.
One Roofing knows your new roof is more than just shingles. Let A1's designers show you the personalized options for your home. As Rhode Island's premier roofing company, A1 knows there's more to keeping the weather out and letting the sunshine in. Phone 265-1019 or go to a1roofingcompany.com. There's a reason people choose A1.
Back with you at Rhode Island College, Bob Angel with Scott Barrett, our producer-director Max Lawless. We're in the third quarter with 4.5 minutes to go. Middletown has a 40-32 advantage. But now you've got to be careful. You've got Ben Connerton with 3 personals. You've got Roberto Figueres with 4 personals. And it's Middletown ball in front of their own bench, getting it, trying to get it into Timmy Robinson, but it's stolen away by the Eagles, throwing it up, and good. Owen Pfeffer.
Kind of a lazy pass by Lopez there to Robinson on the inbounds. Barrington's going to come out with some pressure here.
Middletown breaks it from the wing. A 3. Good! Pat Cranson.
Well, that's what you can get easy shots if you can break that press, and Barrington's still stuck trying to get back.
43-34 Middletown. Eagles with the ball in the right corner. Here's Raffa going right to the hoop, fouled from behind by Pat Cranson, and that's number 3. It's number 4, Pat Cranson, number 3 on Pat, and if the Islanders aren't careful, they're going to start running out of regular starters here. Here is Matt Raffa to shoot 2 free throws. First one, in and out. lot of time to go in this one. 3:52 in the third quarter. One more for Matthew Rapa. And it's good. 43-35. RJ brings the ball up to the top of the key. Has it knocked away. Nice steal by Coogan. Drives down the court to lay it up and in.
Yeah, I think RJ just got a little careless with the basketball there. Nice little poke steal.
Pass up court to Connor Lopez. Going to the hoop. Blocked from behind by Matt Rapa. Middletown ball over the baseline. Eagles putting together a bit of momentum here. Cutting into that Middletown lead down to six. From the baseline, pass comes into R.J. Wiggins. In the corner, it is Cranston slipping, staying, looking for help. KBS in the foul area. Yes!
Wow.
KBS!
High arcing shot that bounced around and bounced in.
45-37 Middletown. And Barrington with the ball. Rapa has it, looking for some help. Guarded tightly by Cranston. Drives, throws it up and in.
Tough shot in the lane. He was met by a pair of defenders and just muscled that ball up there and into the basket.
Jimmy Robinson brings it across the center line. Just under 3 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Jimmy, right of the lane, has the ball knocked away out of play. Middletown ball over the baseline. In comes Jack Duke for Middletown. Getting a rest is Connor Lopez. In comes Sam Califf for KBS.
Yeah, again, we're seeing a lot of these Middletown reserves come in and play significant minutes because of foul trouble.
Jimmy, to put it in play, gets it in the hands of Jack Duke. Works it around out high to Pat Cranston. Cranston, a three, deep, no good. Rebound down to Scandura, to Pfeffer. Down court, ball's deflected and stolen by Middletown. Robinson with the ball, gets it in the hands of R.J. Wiggins. Right to left go the Islanders in this third quarter as we watch from the press table opposite the scorer's table. Timmy Robinson guarded tightly by Pfeffer. Ball in the hands of Jack Duke right now. Duke will back it off to R.J. Wiggins out in three-point range. Goes down the lane, stops, pops, in and out.
Yeah, that was halfway down. Missed it.
Scandura with the rebound. Here's Rapa at the other end of the court. Trying to go down the lane, throws it up around and in.
Man, he's tough to guard, and he can finish with a defender draped right on him. Cranston was right there, and he was still able to finish on his drive to the basket.
And Pat Cranston steps over the sideline on some tough defense there by Bono.
Man.
And we have a timeout call. 1:41 to go in the third quarter. Middletown's lead is down to 45-41. Barrington has the ball. A full timeout called here by Middletown. And we'll take 30 seconds right here.
O'Brien's Pub for good food, good friends, good times. Always the perfect place to find a menu accommodating all ages and appetites. Plus, never-ending fun. Sunday night bingo, trivia night Tuesdays, karaoke Wednesday nights, DJs Fridays and Saturdays. O'Brien's Pub, voted best neighborhood bar the past 2 years. 501 Thames, Newport. Check theobriensPub.net. Phone 849-6623. And on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Always easy parking.
Back here at Rhode Island College, it's Bob Angel and Scott Barrett with you. And we are nearing the end of the third quarter, and it's still a game for either part. 45-41 Middletown.
You know, this game is starting to play out a lot like the Johnston Division II Championship game, where Middletown led almost the whole way, and Johnston eventually started to come back. Middletown needs to find an answer. Barrington's on a 7-2 run to cut this to two possessions, 45-41. Middletown needs to come up with an answer, what they didn't do against Johnston.
Matthew Rapa with the ball. Bringing it up court, right to left. Angles off to the right side of the lane. Trying to work his way in, shut off. Scandor travels, trying to make a move to the basket.
You know, he's been a pretty much a non-factor. He's played this whole third quarter, and he really hasn't been a factor for Barrington on offense. They've kind of shied away from going to him.
Matt Cranston puts it in play and throws it away. Intended for R.J. Wiggins. Drive to the hoop is no good by Barrington. Rebound Timmy Robinson, and he gets fouled by Daniel Coogan. And on Coogan, that will be foul number two. Middletown will put it in play again from the other side of the court.
A lot of pressure. Barrington's applying the pressure here, forcing Middletown to maybe make a mistake. They want to keep this momentum they have going.
Ben Connaughton back in the lineup for Middletown, working with Robinson, Cranston, RJ, and somebody else. Oh, Duke, Jack Duke. A weave going on right now around the perimeter. Ben Connaughton's going to take a three.
Yes!
48-41, Middletown. Other end, Rafa, three, no. Rebound, Timmy Robinson.
That was a deep three from Rafa there.
R.J. Wiggins goes in the corner. Connaughton, three. Yes!
Boy, he's starting to feel it. He's got a great look and stroke, and he has been shooting with those last two trips down the court. He is shooting with confidence.
Rafa with the ball for Barrington. Out deep. Cuts down the left side of the lane, loses it. Barrington saves it, gets it back. Bono with the ball. Bono in the lane, driving, and underneath, puts it up and in.
Yeah, nice play. He shook his defender, and then nobody was there to step in. There was no help defense. He had an easy layup.
8 seconds to go in the half. Connaughton with the ball. Connaughton going top of the circle. Gets the dribble, gets it back to Cranston. Takes the three. They say no, but it doesn't go. And we are done with three quarters. And heading for the final period. Who's going to the Final Four? Middletown 51, Barrington 43. We'll be back after this.
At Clements Marketplace, family owned and operated since 1980, the Flower Cart is a full service floral shop that makes your floral vision come to life. In addition to custom offerings for landmark events, Clements carries fresh-cut flowers, blooming plants, and more. They custom-make fruit or gourmet gift baskets. And don't miss Clements' extensive line of Asher's Gourmet Chocolates, Papyrus Greeting Cards, and the Yankee Candle Collection. Your neighborhood store and so much more. Clements Marketplace.
Well, that was a tight quarter as Middletown outscored Barrington in that quarter 18-17.
Well, I mean, you know, and when I said Middletown needs to find an answer, Ben Connaughton stepped up. He hit back-to-back threes. That's what you want out of your senior. That's what you want out of your leader. Middletown needed that. They needed it. Barrington had all the momentum, you know, forcing Middletown to call a full timeout. Ben Connaughton comes out, shoots two threes, gets Middletown, you know, just kind of, we're seeing this. We're seeing this again, this punch, counter punch. Now, who's going to have the last shot here?
Middletown's going to put it in play. RJ will do the honors. Roberto Figueres out there playing with three personals. I beg your pardon, four personals.
Yeah, Kevin's saying, you know what, now's your time. Play smart. Play smart. You know, no ticky-tack stuff out there.
Looks like we need somebody to officially check in. Pfeffer is having a discussion here with Mr. Clappin. They're, for some reason, not letting him in the game to start this quarter. It seems to be straightened out now, so we're okay. And Mr. Pfeffer can stay.
Yeah, I don't know what that was all about.
No idea. All right. Middletown to put it in play. And they will go deep in the backcourt to Timmy Robinson. No, take it back, Ben Connaughton. Here's Roberto. Guarded by Matthew Rafa. Over the timeline. Hands it off to Cranston. Out over across to Connaughton. Beyond the arc. Looking around, looking for somebody, finds Timmy Robinson near the baseline. Turns and loses possession. Turnover, Middletown. Coogan on the run. Gives it up to Rafa. Stops, turns, shoots, and hits, and gets fouled.
Man, that is a gorgeous shot. That was a fadeaway jumper from the right corner, and he knocked it down and made it through contact.
And that is going to be the third personal on Pat Crint.
That is.
I thought it was the fourth.
No, the scoreboard is showing three.
Rafa hits the free throw, gets another.
Well, again, punch, counter punch. Let's see how Middletown answers here.
What's the score?
Uh-oh.
Turnover?
No, they're going to have to get, they had a hustle to get it over the timeline.
Here's Figueres going right to the basket to lay it up and in.
And the beauty of that play was his, he faked it to a player on the outside. The defender bit on it.
At the other end, Rafa trying to drive, turned it over, but it'll be Barrington ball over the baseline. 53-46 Middletown, early fourth quarter. Barrington to put it in play from the baseline, and it comes out deep. Eagles will take it over from there. Bono with it right now, looking for Scandura, high post. Scandura guarded by Connerton, gives it up. Rafa, cross court. Coogan, down low. Scandura, pump fakes, throws it up and had the ball jarred loose, but he was fouled.
I was just thinking that we have not called Scandura's name a lot in this second half. They went away from him for a large portion of the third quarter. He came off a screen and had Connerton all alone, one-on-one.
Fourth foul on Ben Connerton. First free throw for Scandura is good. Cutting the lead to 53-47. One more here for 6'5", Nick Scandura. And good.
Well, Barrington has hit their free throws in this second half.
Middletown against the pressure. Figueres dribbles right through it. Picked up by Rafa. Goes to the top of the lane. Gives it off on the wing. Cranston on the run. Throws it up. No good. Rebound taken by. This is Pfeffer. Pfeffer down the court in a hurry. Works it out to Rafa straight away between the circles. Rafa goes left of the lane. Looking to take the baseline. Shut it off by Cranston. Throws it up. And a foul is called on Pat Cranston. And on Pat, that's number four. And Rafa goes to the line. He's third.
It's his fourth. Yep, scoreboard shows fourth.
Yeah. Rafa's free throw is good. What's Kevin Lindrum going to do? He's going to take Connerton off the floor. He's leaving Franson out there.
It sure looks like it.
Yeah. And at the line, Matthew Rapa trying to hit another free throw. And he doesn't. Rebound. Timmy Robinson. Back come the Islanders looking for some points. Only 6 minutes left in the game. Timmy in the lane. Puts it up underhanded. No good. Rebound is up. No good. Timmy again. Good.
Wow, that was just pure grit right there.
55-49, long range shot, no good. KBS with the rebound, gives it to Timmy Robinson. 3-on-1, has the ball passed over to RJ with the layup.
You know, Middletown is very, very good in transition. If they can catch Barrington snoozing, you know, they can get the ball at the floor very, very quickly and get two quick points like we just saw.
5:41 remaining. Middletown increases its lead with back-to-back baskets and gets up 57-49. But we got four personals on Pat Cranston, four personals on Roberto Figueres, four personals on Ben Connerton.
Well, you just saw KBS grab a rebound there. He was the one that started that break. He grabbed the rebound off the miss, got it out, and they got it up the floor so quickly. I was writing something down. I just started to look up, and there was R.J. Wiggins scoring the basketball.
Middletown has to maintain its poise and composure.
Yep, now is not a time to panic. Just keep doing what you're doing. Play solid defense and work the ball around. And you know what? Get out and run. If they miss a shot, get out and run. That's where Middletown, I think, is at their best.
The Eagles will bring it up, and Pfeffer will do the honors. Crosses the timeline, greeted by Figueres. Goes right side. Down low to Scandura. Turns and shoots. Doesn't get it to go. Long rebound comes out. Barrington maintains possession. Rafa has it. Going to the foul line. And trips and falls. And apparently somebody tripped him. And it's going to be RJ. And that's his first foul.
We are in the bonus.
And they say it's his second foul. What did I miss? At the line, Matthew Rafa. What's he got, 1-1?
He does have a 1-1 here. 19 fouls for Middletown.
Hits the front end.
So Barrington will be going to the line on every Middletown foul going forward.
Matt, just a junior, but one of the leaders. Second free throw, good.
Barrington will show a press here.
So it is 57-51. Middletown getting through the press. Figueres has it. Forecourt. Backs it up. Cross-court goes to Timmy Robinson. Guarded by Pfeffer. Timmy has the height advantage. Dishes it back to Wiggins. He's going to take a three and hit it.
He was so wide open thanks to Timmy Robinson. He was all alone after Timmy Robinson drew in that defense.
60-51. Rafa trying to drive down the lane. Puts it up and in, and he gets fouled.
And, you know, he's got such long arms that, you know, when he gets a step on his defender, there's nothing the defender can do but body him up.
It's on RJ. That's his third. KBS is coming out. Ben Connerton comes back in with his four personals. And at the line is Matt Rafa.
He's been phenomenal this half, Matt Rafa. They have gone to him, and he has answered that call.
Free throw is no good. Rebound comes down in the hands of Middletown, and a foul in the rebounding action by Barrington. Timmy Robinson with the rebound, and I think Coogan. Yep, that's Dan Coogan's third.
Just the 15th foul for Barrington, so no bonus for Middletown.
Pat Cranston gets the inbounds pass, guarded tightly by Matt Rafa. Sophomore against junior right here. Cranston gets it across the timeline, goes in the corner. Connerton going in the lane to the basket, has the ball stolen away by Evan Anderson. Down court to Matt Rafa, puts it up and blocked by Timmy Robinson.
Unbelievable block right there.
Middletown had the ball but gave up the ball. Steal by Cano. And we've got a Barrington player down. That's Matt Rafa.
Timmy Robinson was at the rim to block that shot, to deflect that shot away. And he came out of nowhere.
Got the ball over to Pat Cranston.
Yeah, right, and it stayed in bounds.
Lost it. Matt Rafa is on the floor right underneath the Barrington basket with 4:23 to go. Middletown has a 60-53 advantage.
I believe Matt Rafa was the player taking that shot, and it maybe looked like he came down awkwardly on his left knee. That's what the trainer is looking at right now. I hope he's okay.
Crowd kind of quiet right now as they're watching Matt get attended to. Right down below the basket for Barrington.
Across the way, Kevin Lundrum is giving his players a little bit of instruction. RJ's taking a little bit of water here. Barrington players also getting instruction from their assistant coaches.
You have to wonder, how long can the Islanders last with four fouls on three players? On three players. That's right the first time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it depends on what Barrington's going to do and who they're going to try to go after. And you know what? I mean, and Kevin has not changed his defensive strategy. He will stay in that man-to-man. He is not giving up on that. And, you know, as long as you play sound defense, you move your feet, and you don't play defense with your hands, you should be fine.
With some assistance, Matt Raffa is being helped off the court by two of his teammates.
Yeah, he is he's definitely favoring that right leg. It looked like he hurt his left knee on the play. And he's been the guy that Barrington has gone to this entire second half. Really a huge loss for Barrington, but you really hope his health, you know, his health is number one. You hope that knee is going to be okay.
Spencer Prue is in the lineup now for Barrington. And he'll get the inbounds pass from Sean Bono. Oh, that's Owen Pfeffer still down there. And a steal by Middletown near the baseline. Timmy Robinson up court, finds Roberto Figueres, who misses a layup, no foul called. Here come the Eagles the other way. Pfeffer with it, going down the lane, right, left side, dishes it out deep, holding the ball, setting things up is Daniel Coogan. Under 4 minutes left in the game. Middletown's lead is 7. Barrington with the ball in the hands of Evan Anderson out deep. And now to Bono, who can shoot. Misses that one, though. Long rebound will go out of play. Middletown ball. It's one person we haven't heard from tonight is Sean Bono as far as scoring goes. Middletown puts it in play, gets it in the hands of Connerton, gets it up to Pat Cranston. Cranston is pushed from behind. And we'll get up the floor. Foul called on Barrington. But it's only, what, their sixth?
Yep, that's number 6. So the next one, Middletown will start going to the line. That's, you know, if I'm Middletown here, you're in a half-court set. Take some time off the clock. 3:39 to go. You're up by 7. Take some time off the clock here.
Tim Robinson throws it in play and saved by Cranston. Out deep to Figueres near the center court line. Shot clock at 29. Figueres right of the lane, dishes it on the wing. And we've got something called.
It's going to be Mr. Figueres, and he will be out of this game.
It is on Roberto for the charge. That's his 5th, and he is done. An aggressive move by Roberto, crashing into one of the Eagles. And in comes Connor Lopez. Big spot here.
Well, what they need Connor Lopez to do is play defense.
All right, Barrington to put it in play, letting the ball roll. Now picking it up is Pfeffer. Gets into the forecourt. Looking to go down low on the baseline. Dishes it back. It comes loose, saved by Coogan out deep. Coogan looking down at Scandora, gets it to him, but the ball's deflected. Shot from the wing, Anderson is no good, and we get a foul call. And who's that on? That's R.J. Wiggins, and he's got 4 personal fouls. It's going to put Evan Anderson on the line.
You know, Middletown, maybe they're getting too aggressive. They have fouled a number of jump shooters after the ball is already out.
Anderson gets 2. First one, no good.
And it's allowing Barrington to go to the line.
60-53, Middletown, 3:13 to go. One more free throw for Evan Anderson, the junior. On the way, good. The Middletown lead is 60-54. Cranston gets away from the pressure into the forecourt, sets it up. Bono on him. He gives it to Timmy Robinson, guarded by Pfeffer. Timmy near the center circle, wants to go right, stops, changes direction, gives it up to Connerton. Connerton dribbles around the key, right side. Shot clock at 6. Timmy Robinson looking, waiting, throws up a 3. Around and off. Rebound, battle for, and Ben Connerton's going to be called for a foul. And that's going to be his 5th.
Yeah, Ben didn't really have to foul there. He didn't have position, but he, you know, he went in and tried to go over the Barrington player's back to try to get the ball. Not the smartest foul if you're Ben Connaughton, especially if you're playing with four.
A Barrington player is down at midcourt. Nothing happened out there. But they're holding up his right leg and right ankles so it doesn't touch the floor.
That's Owen Pfeffer.
Owen, the point guard, being attended to.
Well, if you're Middletown, you've got two of your starters out of the game. We've seen some great contributions in this game from Connor Lopez, from KBS, from Sam Califf, from Jack Duke. You know, you want these guys to come in, not do anything that's beyond yourself. You know your role, play your role for 236. Let's see if Middletown can hold on to this lead.
Matt Raffa is at the end of his bench on the Barrington side. He suffered an injury. He needed help to get off the court. It doesn't look like he's going to be coming back. He looks to be very uncomfortable at the end of the Barrington bench.
Yeah, he's got a big ice pack on that left knee.
Here's Pfeffer being helped off the court, keeping his right foot off the court, not allowing it to touch and put any pressure on it.
It looks like a similar situation when Rafa was helped off the court. He's favoring his right leg. He's not putting any pressure on that right leg. It looked to be his ankle.
So Spencer Prue comes back into the Barrington lineup. At the line will be Daniel Coogan shooting two.
Yep, 10 fouls now for Middletown.
First of two. Good. Barrington crawls closer, 60 to 55. Coogan is a senior. Second free throw, good. And a steal by Barrington. Eagles get it back on the baseline. Reverse layup is no good, and KBS grabs the rebound. 60 to 55. RJ Wiggins, bounce pass. Connor Lopez down low to KBS. Back out deep to Pat Cranson.
Nearly stolen. KBS had to pull that ball away. That nearly got stolen. And he was able to pull that ball away and get it out. Back out to Pat Cranson to stay with the possession.
2:10 remaining. Middletown's lead is 60 to 55. And we'll take a 30-second timeout right here.
Midtown Oyster Bar, your number one choice for the freshest seafood and the largest raw bar in town. Perfect for casual snacks and cocktails or a formal dining experience. Steps away, the Surf Club offers cozy comfort anchored by their brick oven pizza and handcrafted cocktails. Midtown Oyster Bar, 345 Thames, the Surf Club, 337 Thames. Two exceptional Newport waterfront experiences. Check out MidtownOyster.com.
All right, well, I guess we should talk about this free throw disparity because it is rather noticeable.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at it, Barrington is 12 for 15 in this half. Middletown just 2 for 4. But if this comes down to a free throw shooting contest in these final 2 minutes, Barrington can knock theirs down. They've proven that so far.
So, who's going to get the final berth in the final four? The winner here gets it. And right now, Middletown has a precarious 60 to 55 advantage. RJ Wiggins is going to put it in play. Connor Lopez, KBS, both out there. Ball comes into Pat Cranson. And Timmy Robinson's lurking in there somewhere. Pat with the ball across the timeline. Gives it to Timmy. Closely guarded by Prue. Timmy goes down the lane. Dishes it off to Connor Lopez. Does not look to shoot. And some contact somewhere draws a whistle.
I think you're going to see Connor Lopez on the line for a 1-1.
You know, he fouls on Evan Anderson, his second.
He's a senior.
Connor at the line. 1-1 situation. He's a lefty. It's on the way. It's good.
Yeah, that's a great-looking shot there. He shot that with confidence. He didn't waver at all. He was looking at the rim the whole way.
Just under 2 minutes to go. Second free throw, good.
Man, that's what you want out of a senior.
Wow. Back the other way. Eagles with the ball. Middletown up now. 62-55. Ball on the right-hand side. It's Bonham. Over across to Coogan. Tries a three. No. Rebound. Fought for. Battle for. Wiggins wins the battle.
Yeah, he got up there. He skied for that rebound.
Spencer Prue fouls Timmy Robinson with a minute 31 to go. That's his first. And Timmy will go to the line. 1-1. 56. Okay, what have I got here? Oh, yeah, I've got 56. I'm just reading it wrong. 62-56. And Timmy at the line to shoot 1-1. First one is no good. Rebound Barrington. Scandura. Back come the Eagles. Down by six. Scandura in the lane. Driving against KBS. Throws it up and in. And gets fouled by KBS. Nick Scandura has been quiet, but not right there. Scandura at the line.
They're going to call that on Lopez. Lopez, he got past KBS. Lopez came in to try to help. Just a little too late.
Free throw is good.
Well, they're going to pressure Middletown. They're going to try to make a mistake here.
62-59. RJ falls down and gets called for traveling. Barrington ball, a minute 15 to go. Coogan's going to put it in play.
Yeah, a second defender came over and cut RJ off, and he didn't have anywhere to go. He lost his balance. Maybe should have called for a timeout to try to save possession, but couldn't do it.
Colin McDermott's in there. He loses the ball. It gets deflected, and it goes off of Barrington.
Yep.
Middletown ball with a minute 8 seconds to go.
Great job by Pat Krantz, and I think he got maybe just enough of his – maybe he didn't clip his fingernails today. Got just enough of that basketball to knock it off the Barrington defender.
Pass comes into Krantz and in the backcourt. Brings it up court. Goes left, right of the lane. Dishes it off to Lopez. Back to Pat. Slowing it down a bit. Scandura charging up into Pat Cranson. There's a difference in height. 6'5 to 5'9. Here's Timmy Robinson. Gives it up to Cranson. Cross to Connor Lopez. Back it goes. Shot clock at 12. Ball in the hands of Cranson. Goes to the top of the key. Down the lane. Stops. Pops. Misses. Back rim. Pat with the rebound and the putback.
Unbelievable shot by Pat Cranson. All in the air.
64-59, Middletown 5-point lead, 3, Barrington, no, rebound, battle for, comes down to Middletown, up court it goes, but Timmy Robinson's fouled, and he's going to the line.
Man, I don't know why Sean Bono wanted to take that shot. He was a good 6 or 7 feet beyond the 3-point arc with time on the clock. I mean, I know you needed a 3-pointer with time running down, there's 21.8 seconds left. But he was just so deep.
Timmy Robinson steps to the line. And that is the ninth foul on Barrington. So it's still 1-1. 64-59 Middletown. 21.8 seconds left. Robinson, free throw. No good. Rebound and a timeout for Barrington.
Man, that's these one ends of the front end of the 1-1 is tough. That's the second one Timmy's missed. So now Middletown is going to have to play some defense, and Barrington doesn't need a 3-pointer here. It's a 5-point deficit with 20 seconds to go. They need a 3 and a 2. So if you can get a quick 2, get a quick 2. You don't need to rush a 3-pointer here in this situation.
Middletown's free throw shooting is 3 of 9.
And the front ends are the killer.
.8 seconds remaining.
Well, if I'm Middletown, I'm putting a little bit of pressure on the ball. You can't let Barrington roll the ball to half court and start their offense there. You have to get them to start the clock the minute they get the ball in. So I'm at least putting one player on the inbounds play. Make them start that clock. You got 20 seconds to go.
Kevin Lindrum's got smarts when it comes to defense. Let's see if his players can execute for him.
Well, Middletown's going to be happy enough to just sit back, it looks like. They're all over the half-court line in their defensive end.
All right, it's Connor Lopez, Timmy Robinson, KBS, it's R.J. Wiggins, and it's Pat Cranson.
Yo, here comes Lopez. He's gonna step up a little.
Barrington puts it in play. Clock starts. Prue with it. Top of the key. Prue with it. Looking for help. Gets it to Bono for a three. Off the mark. Rebound KBS. And he gets fouled right away.
Again, I didn't think you needed that shot. Bono is just way behind the three-point arc. You know, I don't know. You just came out of a timeout. I just don't understand why you didn't draw up a play that could get you a quick two.
10 personal fouls on Barrington. 2 free throws here for Kyle Brennan Simmons.
Well, you know, here it is. Here's another senior. You want your seniors at the line in these big situations. Let's see if he can knock down at least one of these two.
KBS at the charity stripe. 10 seconds to go. Free throw, no good. 3 of 10 now for Middletown.
This will be a big one. This will make it a 6-point game.
Kevin Lindrum selling KBS. Step back. Take a breath. Try again. KBS. Free throw. On the way. Good.
Ooh, wow. Knocked it down.
65-59, 2-possession game. Barrington on the run. Prue with it. Looking for help. Gets it to Coogan. Can't get the three off. And Scandura tries. That's no good. Rebound comes down. And game is over. RJ with the final rebound. And Middletown has defeated Barrington 65-59. And Middletown fills up the final four and is headed for URI. What a battle between these two rivals. And the number 5 seed, Middletown, defeats number 4, Barrington, 65-59.
Wow. I mean, you know, this game was everything we thought it was going to be. You know, we saw it during the regular season, how close it was. And tonight was even better. I mean, it did. It came down to punch and counterpunch. And again, unlike in the Division II championship game against Johnston, Middletown came up with the answer in the final few minutes.
We will take a timeout, be back here at Rhode Island College, and recap this whole thing, talk about the scoring, and pick our Middletown player of the game. Coming up next on 101.1 FM.
Newport Propane and the Sherman family have been serving Rhode Islanders for nearly 60 years. At Newport Propane, we take pride in offering the very best customer service to clients who are truly part of our extended family. And when it comes to our installations, our customers receive only the best, with work that stands up like no other to the challenges that our beautiful coastline provides. Come join the Newport Propane family and see why so many fellow Rhode Islanders already have.
Gust of White Sotheby's International Realty, selling Newport County homes since 1925. This full-service agency, locally owned by Paul Lees and Chris West, is an invaluable resource for residential sales, rentals, appraisals, and auctions, offering a wealth of local knowledge and worldwide exposure for your property. Don't just put a sign in front of your house, put your house in front of the world. Through Gust of White Sotheby's International Realty, 37 Bellevue Avenue, Newport. Phone 849-3000 or visit gustofwhite.com.
Since the early 70s, R&R Construction, and the McDonald family have provided the very best in residential and commercial renovations, additions, decking, and much more. R&R's skilled craftsmen offer years of experience. No job's too big or too small. For your construction needs, get the job done right. Get R&R to do it. Fully insured, fully qualified. R&R Construction. Free estimates always available. Call R&R at 848-7797 or go to rnrconstructioncompany.com.
The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, a local favorite since 1980 and a longtime supporter of Aquidneck Island youth sports programs. The Brick Alley is the 2022 winner as Newport's best restaurant, as well as being a past winner of Rhode Island Restaurant of the Year. There is something for everyone at the Brick. Anytime's a great time to do the Brick's famous nacho platters, their award-winning burgers, steaks, and seafood dishes, and so much more. Just as in the world of sports, teamwork is everything at the Brick Alley, so come on in and see what the incredible team at the Brick can do for you. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant is open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner. For more information, go to brickalley.com or stop in. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, 140 Thames, downtown Newport. A classic dining experience since 1980.
And we are back at Rhode Island College, and we have our four teams all set for the final four. And it will be Middletown rounding out the field. They will join LaSalle along with East Providence and Hendricken.
Bishop Hendricken.
That's correct. Okay. Well, we've got a little interviews going on all over the place, including Timmy Robinson being put in the spotlight right now.
Looks like Eric Rube is out there from the Providence Journal talking to Timmy Robinson, some of the other Middletown Islanders just watching along, enjoying after a nice hard-earned victory here today over a very good Barrington team. Middletown will be the only Division II team in the Final Four, and that's happened for the second year in a row now. As we saw last year, Rogers was kind of the one that crashed the party. They got to the Ryan Center. Now this year, it's Middletown.
The final again, 65-59. Individual scoring for the Islanders. 18 points and 13 rebounds for Timmy Robinson. 16 points for R.J. Wiggins. 13 points for Pat Cranson. 4 points for Roberto Figueres, and 2 points for Connor Lopez, 7 points for Ben Connerton, and 5 for Kyle Brennan Simmons.
You know, when you look at some of these numbers, I mean, Middletown just shot the basketball well all game. They finished the game 25 for 49, 51% from the floor. And, you know, 17 for 29 from two. And here's the biggest difference, maybe. Timmy Robinson getting a little bit of a shower here on the Rhode Island College basketball court with some water bottles. Some excited teammates showering Timmy Robinson after the big win.
He's still being picked on. And everybody wants an interview, so Timmy's going over to some other folks and ignoring me.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. We'll catch up with Timmy. We know his aunt.
So, yes, we do.
You know, here's one of the biggest numbers. 8 for 20, Middletown was on three-point shots, which really made the difference in the game. Barrington, 38% from the floor. They were 21 of 55, 19 for 38 on twos. Barrington, just 2 of 17 on threes. Turnover battle was close. Middletown, 16. Barrington, 11. And then free throws, Middletown 7 for 14, Barrington 15 for 23. But, you know, Middletown had some key free throws down the stretch. Connor Lopez hit two, and Kyle Brennan Simmons hit one that really kind of sealed the deal here today.
So your matchups in the Final Four Saturday at URI will feature number one seed LaSalle against number five Middletown. 4 o'clock next Saturday afternoon. The other pairing is number 2 Hendricken against number 11 East Providence. So that's what's in store for the boys' Final Four next Saturday. And let's see, did I bring the girls with me? I did bring the girls with me. The girls' Final Four, also on Saturday, starts at noon with Rogers against Bayview. Bayview number 8. Did you come over here because of her?
Well, you know, I mean, it's good to have a family member sitting close to us so we can, you know, talk to the star of the game here, Timmy Robinson. 18 points, 13 rebounds, and one very large victory. How are you feeling right about now?
Oh, I'm very excited. First time Middletown's ever went to the Final Four. It was a tough game. We knew what we were coming in. Like, we knew what we were coming into, and we just executed and got it done.
You know what? I mean, did you guys feel like you made the plays down the stretch here that you didn't make against Johnson? You know, against Johnson, you held the lead almost all game. Johnson kind of crept back, took the lead, and won. You know, Barrington made their runs here, and you guys had an answer.
Yeah, the Johnson game, after that loss, kind of killed us a little bit. We needed to get a win on this floor, you know what I mean? We needed to get one. We made the plays down the stretch, and we stopped them offensively, or for them defensively. We stopped them. Big shots. Pat Cranston, Ben Connerton hit some big shots that we needed because I was getting shut down the second half. So, like, we just hit the shots down the stretch. And
you guys are going to be the only Division II team there. You guys feel like the Party Crashers, kind of, why not us?
Yeah. I do think that a lot of teams doubted us coming into this, saying we're the underdog or whatever. We know what we're capable of, and we're not going to listen to any of that. You know what I mean? We're going to.
Did you get a little worried when guys kept fouling out toward the end of the game?
It was stressful because we had foul count was, before it was 10-10, it was 10-4.
Right.
And we weren't getting the calls. They were getting every call. Felt a little bit one-sided towards the end of the fourth, or like, you know what I mean? But I was a little bit worried. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
You know, when Ben fouled out Roberto, those are two big guys for our team. It was definitely worried, but we had guys coming in off the bench that stepped up big for us, and that's what we needed.
How about that KBS guy?
Oh, KBS.
He's showing off.
Love him. Love him. He's a big ball of energy. He sets the tone for our team. When we come in and out of the gym, yelling, screaming, gets us all fired up. He's love that kid. He's
secret ingredient over
there.
All right, Mr. Robinson. You're our choice for player of the game.
Oh,
enjoy that.
And we'll see you next weekend. Like, more importantly, we'll see you next weekend.
All right. Timmy Robinson having himself quite the game. Where'd the coach go?
Well, I think coach is ready to congratulate his players. It's always a little scrambled at the end of these games. Everyone kind of, you know, goes their own way, and it takes a few minutes for everyone to kind of settle down here. But Coach Lundrum, you know, he did tell me that he was he was going to come over after the game. He missed us last Sunday. He was having a talk with his players after the loss to Johnson. But he did tell me he would come over today and greet us and talk about all the good things that happened today.
All right, we're going to take a final timeout, and then we'll see if Mr. Lundrum has time to come over and visit with us. So we'll be back in a moment here at Rhode Island College.
Corrigan Financial believes everyone needs a financial plan. For 32 years, Corrigan Financial's been serving our community, helping families and businesses, much like a financial architect, establishing and designing a comprehensive framework that offers direction and support. This wealth of knowledge is personified through their professional staff and strengthened through continued investments in technology to power their processes and systems. With more than $1 billion of investment assets and 11 CPAs on staff, Corrigan Financial maximizes their clients' financial well-being by combining tax planning with investment strategy. So whether starting your career or just starting to look forward to your retirement, Corrigan Financial can help. Arrange a free consultation to discuss a financial planning process that leads to greater decision-making where clients can anticipate rather than react. Corrigan Financial, 32 years of helping their clients get from where they are to where they want to be.
Nice. All right, we are back, and joining us is Kevin Lundrum, the head coach of these Middletown Islanders. I don't know, Coach, I thought you had it all the way. Well, we didn't lead from start to finish, but it was close. The last week of the Johnston game, we led from start to almost finish. And then I think that left a sour taste, and it was a learning experience. And, you know, then I think that carried over to tonight. We had foul trouble. Roberto got in foul trouble. He fouled out. Ben got in foul trouble. He fouled out. RJ had four fouls. Patrick had four fouls. But we found a way. And that's all we've been. Find a way.
Doesn't seem to faze the head coach, though. He finds bodies on that bench to put in there.
We just got to do what we got to do. And I told them all to be ready. I told Jack Duke he hadn't played in a few games. I told him he didn't score or anything. But so what? He did what he had to do. Sam Califf got in the game last game, did what he had to do, came in tonight, did what he had to do. And Kai Brandon Simmons, huge rebounds, made that huge foul shot to put us up 6 points. And I applaud them all. Cole Connor Lopez doesn't play a whole lot. That two humongous foul shots, that's what it's all about.
You know, Kyle Brandon Simmons, and I said it at halftime, I thought the biggest play, and it will never show up in a box score, was him taking that charge on Skindor. Was killing you guys.
Yes, he was.
Absolutely killing you guys inside. And he has a foul down here,
yep.
And then KBS draws this charge, gets him out of the game. And he never was a factor after that. He was, Skindor was never a factor after he picked up his third foul.
Which is, I didn't really think about it, but yeah, no, you're correct. And I talked to Ben, and I talked to Sam Califf and Kyle. Because like Ben was talking about, like maybe, you know, there was when he was banging, there was offensive fouls. And I talked to the ref. The ref's like, well, it's not really an offensive foul. You got to brace yourself. You just can't be, you know, if he bangs you and you're letting him bang, then that's not going to be an offensive foul. So I told KBS, you got to use your low center of gravity. You know, 5'6", he's got a low center of gravity. You got to brace yourself for that first hit. And then on the second, if he gets you, then you can take it. And that's what happened. First hit, Kyle was, he was. Rock, I mean, his center of gravity is unbelievably low. He's 5'6" and 200 pounds, whatever he is, and amazing the things he can do on a basketball court at a 5'6" center, so to speak.
Yeah. Anyway, he's not the most talented player you're ever going to see, but he's probably maybe the hardest worker.
Sure.
Everybody's a hard worker.
Yeah, we got hard workers. So.
And it was like you said. I mean, look at the seniors who stepped up. Connor Lopez. Yeah. Those two free throws were – and you guys were struggling a little bit from the free throw line. Absolute clutch.
Yes, they were. Huge, huge, huge. I mean, we're not the best free throw shooting team. We shoot them every day in practice. I mean, three sets of foul shots, and we try to get – before we end, we try to get six in a row. There are times it takes us 20 minutes to get six in a row. But we made them when it mattered. Kyle made that one, and Colo made that one, and that's awesome stuff.
Does this get the sour taste out of your mouth for the Johnston game? Which one would you rather have? Would you have been knocked out in this game and win the Division II title, or lose the Division II title and be one of four teams left in the state and go in a URI? Be honest.
I want both.
That wasn't an option.
I just want to keep playing, and that's it. I tell the kids.
What a challenge!
Want to keep playing? Just keep playing.
Number one, LaSalle.
Yeah, and that's gonna be. I got my work cut out for me. Take a couple of days off. I'll watch 8 million games of film, like I watched 8 million games of film on Barrington the last few nights, and we'll just get after it. That's all we can do is get after it. But we're going to the Ryan Center, and Coach Saris, watching us again, man. I haven't been there since I was his assistant coach, way back when we played Feinstein in the championship game. Division
07.
07.
That was 07, yep.
Division II championship game. Yep. That was the last time I was at the Ryan Center. And I wasn't with him when he was there when they played Central. I was my first year at Middletown. Second year at Middletown, I think. First or second, one of those. And, he was watching.
But again, you know, and I said right after the game ended that for the second year in a row, a Division II team from Aquidneck Island is represented at the Final Four. It was
awesome.
It was Rogers last year.
Yes, sir.
And now it's Middletown this year. So it goes to show that, look, we're little down here. People often forget about us. But, boy, can we play some basketball.
We play hard. Portsmouth plays hard. Tiverton plays hard. Rogers plays hard. And we play hard. And we just get after it. And sometimes the ball bounces your way, like tonight. And sometimes it doesn't bounce your way, like against Johnston. But that's the name of the game. And we're still playing. And we're one Division II team left, three D1 teams, one of only four teams in the state playing. We're still playing. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, right. Do you guys have, and I asked Timmy the same thing. Do you guys have that why not us attitude at this point? I mean, look, everyone's going to go to the Ryan Center next week and write you guys off.
We've been written off a lot. Middletown's a small school. Not necessarily try to use that to motivate us, but like,
You know, we, for the longest time, Middletown basketball wasn't you know, hot, cold. In the last 4 years, you know, besides last year, we were okay. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it, sir. You know, up until like 2018, we were doing well. Then a few years in a row of not doing so well, and we're a small school. We're not a Division I team, and most of our other sports are D3. There's a D4, and you know, we're not one of the bigger names. I mean, we came onto the court tonight. We were getting laughed at by people that were in the stands. They were laughing at us as we went to the layup line. That happened more than once this year, and we just used that to our advantage to just be like, hey, man, we're here, and I got five guys who can put the ball in the basket. And that's a very difficult thing to stop when you get five guys who can score. And Jacob Mello will be back for the games next week, and that's gonna help us out as well. So,
well, listen, you told me that all you want is to get your guys to the Ryan Center.
Yes, sir.
You seem to have accomplished that.
We did.
So nice going, Coach.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it.
We gave Timmy our Player of the Game
Award.
Sounds
good to me. And I'm sure we'll be chatting before next week.
Okay, and we'll follow you.
Are you guys come to the game?
We'll be at Ryan Center
awesome.
To broadcast that
That's
thing.
That's awesome, awesome, awesome.
That guy, Dias, might be back by
then. Uh-oh, he's in Aruba, too. Him and Jacob are hanging out together. Jacob Mello and Dias. I don't know. I like Scott. I love Dias, but I don't know, Scott. You may have to, can you do a three-person group?
I don't have that many headsets. I only have two.
That's too many cooks in the kitchen.
Oh, I think it would be great, though. Just like the NBA broadcast. You know, you got three guys, one person in the middle. You know, totally, I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Congratulations.
I appreciate it, Bob.
Way to go, Kevin.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy it.
I absolutely will. Appreciate it. Thanks, Scott.
Mr. Lendrum, man in charge of the Middletown Islanders. And we shall wrap things up here, Mr. Barrett.
Yeah, it was a great day. I mean, really, you know, and again, kudos to Rhode Island College playing absolutely gracious host over these past 2 weekends. First, the division titles, division championship games, and then the Elite Eight games for girls and boys basketball. Awesome venue here. Way to go, Rhode Island College. Off to the Ryan Center.
By the way, individually for Barrington, I don't think I got to them, Matthew Raffa, 23 points. 15 for Nick Scandura, 9 for Daniel Coogan, 5 for Evan Anderson, 5 for Sean Bono, and 2 for Owen Pfeffer. We hope Owen's going to be okay. We hope Matthew's going to be okay. They had to leave the game late with injuries.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, you know, Rafa was awesome. He was awesome in the second half. You just hope that knee injury is not serious. Health comes number one. But when he went out of the game, it was obvious that Barrington really didn't have an answer on offense.
So with that, we wrap it up. Middletown wins it by a score of 65-59, and they'll be battling number one LaSalle at 4 o'clock next Saturday afternoon at URI, and we'll be there to bring it to you as it happens.
Why not Middletown?
You know,
why not Middletown?
The Rogers girls taking on Bayview for the semifinals. We'll be there for that one next Saturday at noon. And that's going to do it. Our thanks to Maxwell Lawless, our producer and director. Everybody here at Rhode Island College who takes very good care of us. Mike Lunny and the Rhode Island Interscholastic League personnel. And Mr. Scott Barrett doing a great job.
Yeah, Mr. Dias will be back here next week to wrap things up for the season, but I really just want to truly thank you for just giving me the opportunity these past month or so. I've had a great, great, great time calling these games for these great high school athletes.
And you got to talk loud, and Kathy Callahan had to put up with it.
That's true. She's used to it by now, but it's been a while since I screamed in her ear.
That's going to do it for us from Rhode Island College. We appreciate your listening. And we'll be back next weekend to finish it all up.
This live coverage of local high school basketball has been presented by Corrigan Financial. Also brought to you by O'Brien's Pub, Gustav White Sotheby's International Realty, West Main Pizza, A1 Roofing and Construction, Midtown Oyster Bar, Clements Marketplace, Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, R&R Construction, and by...